Jane Lithgow. Local and live. The Hit Mix.
Welcome to Local and Live, and most of us start getting a bit of a spring in our step in this run-up to Christmas. And I know one local fundraising team which certainly does.
Well, the Dougie Mac is a wonderful local charity that most local people have been touched by at some time in their lives, and that's why so many people choose to raise funds for the Dougie Mac. Today I'm speaking to Nikki Johnson from the Dougie Mac fundraising team. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Jane.
Well, Nikki, we all love a Christmas jumper, don't we? So tell us about Christmas Jumper Day.
Oh, yeah. So our Christmas Jumper Day is back. Our official day is Friday the 12th of December. So it goes out to everybody in the community, whether you're at work, you work from home, schools, nurseries, families, friends, everybody can get involved. But if it is that Friday the 12th isn't a good day for you, you can choose your own date. Some businesses do it over a week so they can capture everybody. So, yeah, it's up to you really when you want to do it. So it's a really easy concept, really easy fundraiser. Wear a Christmas jumper and donate to Dougie Mac.
Brilliant. So as far as the donation goes, is there any set amount that people need to donate?
We just say £1, wear your jumper, donate £1. Some people will want to donate £2, £5, £10, whatever, but we do say minimum of £1.
So a group of colleagues could do, say, a bring a pound day, or a company could club together to donate, say, £100 for their staff to come in a Christmas jumper.
Yeah, that's right. And loads of people do other things as well, like tombolas on the day, where they bring in bottles of wine or goodies and they'll raffle them off to do some more fundraising for the hospice. Other people do festive bake-offs, so it just helps to raise money. There's loads of options, really, that you can do. We also have a bauble sweepstake that you can get involved with, which has 59 baubles, and you donate £2 per bauble, and then the bonus ball on the Saturday's lotto will be the winning bauble, and then people get half of the pot, and then half comes to Dougie Mac. So there's loads of different ways that you can get involved.
Yeah, so really, it can just be turned into a real fun, festive day. The start of Christmas, Friday the 12th of December.
We have a saying here in the fundraising team that we put the fun into fundraising, so we're really getting that out there to the community to help us put that fun into fundraising.
And where can we find more details about Christmas Jumper Day?
So you can search Dougie Mac Christmas Jumper Day and it'll take you straight to our website. There's a short little form to fill in, just so we have your contact information, and then you'll get sent a fundraising pack.
And on that website, of course, there's lots more as well, isn't there?
There is, yes. On the dougiemac.org.uk/event, you'll be able to find anything else that we're hosting over Christmas period. We've also got our 22 shops are selling Christmas jumpers, so you can go and get a new to you Christmas jumper. You can trade in your old ones to get new ones. Or even businesses or family and friends, you can do a little swap shop to get a new to you Christmas jumper as well.
Wow, how exciting it all is. Well, thank you so much for speaking to me today, Nikki. Have a great Christmas jumper day. And what I believe you have a Christmas jumper day slogan.
We do, yeah. So we ask everybody to do your bit in a festive knit.
Brilliant. Take care, Nikki.
Bye.
Well, that was Nikki from the Dougie Mac, and as well as her colleagues, Nikki is always bubbly and bouncy all year round, but she does get an extra spurt of it at Christmas, and they certainly do put the fun into fundraising. The Dougie Mac is such a fantastic local cause, and we say it every time, most of us have something to thank the Dougie Mac for, and also none of us knows when we or our families are going to need them in the future. Do have a look at that website, dougiemac.org.uk, have a look at everything that's going on there over Christmas to raise funds. Also, just to mention for the Hit Mix Christmas appeal, we are collecting selection boxes and chocolates, toys both bought and handmade, food for the food bank and dog food, treats and toys for the local animal organisations. Also, coats for Goddard Dunbar's Coats for Christmas appeal. Thank you so much to everyone who's donated so far. Every single item is important to local good causes. It is getting tougher every year for everyone. Well, that's all from me today. Tomorrow, I'm going to be chatting to Esther from the Dougie Mac about the Santa Dash, which sounds fantastic. I'll see you then.